Richard Meredith is CEO of Out Music, Inc. and chairwoman of the LGBT Academy of Recording Arts that recently presented their 9th annual Out Music Awards. And she's here to talk about Laura and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about the LGBT Academy of Recording Arts.
Out Music, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit that was founded in 1990 by Dan Martin and his lifetime partner, Michael Biello. And it serves as the umbrella corporation for the LGBT Academy of Recording Arts, in which the acronym LARA comes from. And the LGBT Academy of Recording Arts produces the Out Music Award. And so there you have the 501c3, that's a nonprofit for the arts, to support the advancement of LGBT recording artists, as well as creative industry professionals that we also honor and give acknowledgement to.
How did you become involved?
I became involved on two accords. One, when I joined Out Music, and I think it was like in 2005, I met Dan and Michael at the Out Music Awards that was held at the Knitting Factory. And I just was like, oh my God, look at what you guys have. But at that point, Dan and Michael had served for almost 16 years, and they were kind of like burned out. And so I was this excited butterfly, like, oh my God, this is going to be great. I mean, we could take this bigger. And so Dan and Michael were like, yeah, okay, you're coming in with the fresh ideas, the young one with the new blood. But I just felt this amazing opportunity on the cusp of myself walking away from a major record deal opportunity. I was given the opportunity to sign a major record deal, but the suggestions along the way, you know, was for me to pretend to be straight. And I just walked away, Charlotte, because the crazy part is that my single at the time was As I Am, and it was at the top of the Billboard chart as an independent artist with a major producer, Junior Vasquez. And Junior just said, Dee, I didn't discover you as a recording artist and put you out here for you to put yourself in a cage and put your wings. If they're telling you the best way for you to go about this, find your own way. And Out Music was a place for me. I landed there and I said, you know what? I'm down. Whatever you guys need. And so when Dan and Michael decided to transfer the leadership, I stepped up with no question and said, I'll take the charge. I'll carry the torch the rest of the way. I think I can do it. And so they sent letters out to the whole entire academy. At the time, they didn't name it LARA, but they just sent it out to Out Music members. And no one stepped up, and I was like, okay, am I the crazy one? I just took the charge and said I would carry it the rest of the way. That was it, 2005, and then they appointed me in 2007 as executive director.
What do you hope to accomplish with LARA?
I hope to accomplish creating the equivalent platform in the media and the music industry and the entertainment industry as a whole. You see, we have the Grammy Awards, but then we have the Country Music Awards, and then we have the Latin Grammy Awards, and then we have the Black Entertainment Music Awards, we have the Soul Train Awards. That's because they're cultural, and there's absolutely a culture here, and there's heritage here, and there's amazing singer-songwriters and performers that are singing the songs of our struggle for LGBT equality. You know, Sylvester and so many other artists, at some point, we have to take this platform to an equivalent level in the music industry, and it has to be celebrated equally in the media as the Latin Grammys and the Country Music Awards. My goal is to get the Out Music Awards to that level, and I feel that we're very, very close, because Melissa Etheridge, Elton John, George Michael, Boy George, I mean, they went through that whole thing of you can be as gay as you want to be, but you can't say it. No longer do we need to do that, and I think this platform needs to be there so that it can educate the world on who has contributed what and acknowledge those people and celebrate them. Amazing day would have been for Sylvester or even Freddie Mercury to really be honored as they were. So that's what Out Music needs to be, and that's what my goal is, and to get Out Music to that point.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment to LGBT civil rights is that it's just a civil rights period. I am the person that sits in this great intersect because I'm African American, I'm a woman, I'm openly lesbian, and I can't imagine not doing the work that I'm doing without bringing to the table the way I was raised from the Deep South in New Orleans. We were born into the civil rights movement. It wasn't a choice from the first breath that we took. We became civil rights activists just because of what we were up against. I still saw signs when I was a little girl. No colors allowed. In 1970, I still saw atrocities of what happened to people who look like me. And it's still happening. So when it comes to LGBT civil rights, I don't have a division. But unfortunately, in the African-American community, I sit in that intersect where, you know, well, you're a lesbian. Well, you know, don't bring that up. I'm like, oh, yes, I am. I'm going to bring that up because it's a civil right. I'm an American. I'm a law-abiding citizen. It is my right as the being I am right here. I'm African-American. I'm a woman. I'm lesbian. I deserve every civil right that every man has. It's my commitment to human and civil rights, period. LGBT falls right there in the middle, and it doesn't get any lesser of a charge or more of a charge. They all equally represent who I am in this world.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would like to see LGBT equality ring true to the word. You know, Dr. King said it, that people just are judged by the content of their character, and that we won't have to continuously keep looking over our shoulder to wonder if they're going to bring it up to try and figure out a way to appeal it, to take rights away from people who deserve to be treated equally. My hope in the future is that young LGBT people of the next generation and generation to come, that they're able to turn on their TV and they're able to see their history and they're able to understand the struggle, because a lot of these young people today, even in this new generation, this Y generation, they are not really connected to the LGBT struggle because it's not seen as much as you would see history of other people who made contributions to human rights. I think Harvey Milk and a lot of people should be lifted up higher in American history, just as Black history should be more interwoven into history as a whole. And I just hope and pray that we of this generation are going to be able to be strong enough beacon of light to ensure that the future, that equality, we can't stop ever, because every generation has a responsibility to it, you know. So I just want to see that the younger generation become a little bit more connected so that we can ensure that it carries on and that people don't forget, because that would be a tragedy for LGBT history to not be included and for the young generation not to see it and understand it.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I was bullied by the one person in this world that's supposed to be your protector, my own biological mother. She outed me. She put me on the street. And I want these young people to understand those things have happened to you. Look at me and know that I survived, and that you can survive. And Maya Angelou said that bad things happen. Now make a choice. Are you going to have a good life or are you going to have a bad life? At the end of the day, I survived my attempt on suicide at 13 years old. It's really very important for me to make sure that these young people see someone that survived amazing bullying, survived being so fearful. I mean, in the Deep South, in the Bible Belt, for God's sake, they rape women because, oh, let's show her something she's missing, when they find out that you're a lesbian. Quote, unquote, the word that's so horrible that no one to this day ever calls me. My own mother called me that name, and it rings so horribly in my mind, but it's hard for me to even repeat it. But the word bull dagger. And so what I always say to young people, I have to love this person from a distance because I already see and understand that that's all she knew. And I accepted that that's all she knew of love. So my self-love for myself is what kept me and holds me. And it makes me believe that love is so powerful, especially self-love. It's so powerful. It can pick you up and you can choose and create the life that you want. You absolutely can.
How can people get information about the LGBT Academy of Recording Arts?
Oh, there's 2 ways they can do it. First, they can go to the website. That's thelara.org, thelara.org. And they also can go to, if they want to learn more about the Out Music Awards, outmusicawards.com. Either one of those sites they can go to, and they can absolutely get information about the Academy, and they can also get more information about the Out Music Awards on either one of the sites.
What other projects are you working on?
We're working on an online platform called Out Music Television Network. So that is currently being programmed, and we got offered some amazing opportunities to get into talks about the idea of bringing the Out Music Awards to mainstream television. And so that conversation is actually happening right now. And I, as a recording artist, I've been offered the opportunity to get back in the studio, and so I will be back in the studio in a few months, so I'm excited about that.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes. How can we help? How can we be a part of making sure that Out Music continues to exist? Because honestly, Charlotte, this movement is bigger than me. It's bigger than the OMA trophy. It's a huge thing that we're going to push through with. And no longer will I ever have to hear that question. Should I be an openly gay recording artist? Ask how you can be more of support for the organization is what I would love to hear these artists say.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yeah, there's always infinite possibilities as long as you never give up and you never give in. What it means to me is that when you fail, it's not failure. And I was just watching an interview with Arianna Huffington and Oprah Winfrey. And Arianna said failure is a stepping stone to your success. And if you never fail, you're never going to know how strong you are. So that whole idea of getting thrown off the horse and get up and dusting yourself off and try again. If you really want to make that happen, you're going to make it happen. There's always infinite possibilities as long as you never give up and you never give in.